and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. We are all very well aware of how the entire trades industry is changing. The consolidators are buying large numbers of trades companies, while other independent contractors are joining franchises or alliances to get better pricing or more business training. Another major concern to today's independent contractor are the home centers. Some may feel like, hey, that's the last straw. I quit. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. The fact is that you, as a well-trained company owner or manager, have all it takes to compete with anyone in the industry today. As a first step, let's take a good hard look at how you can, as our tape title says, beat the home centers. This month's speaker is Dr. Bill Stiles. Dr. Stiles has worked in all facets of sales, from inside and outside sales for wholesalers to sales manager and vice president of marketing for a national company. He has been assisting manufacturers, industrial distributors, wholesalers, trade contractors, and dealers in the development of complete marketing and sales programs for 27 years. It is estimated Bill has trained over 60,000 salespeople during his career. Dr. Stiles has authored 3 books and writes for several national trade journals, including being a contributing editor for Supply House Times, American Supply Association News, and P&M Magazine. Bill has his Ph.D. in psychology and is adjunct professor with LaSalle University. Today, Dr. Stiles is going to draw from all his experience to share with us how we can beat, no, not compete, but beat the home centers.
Few people are as perfectly positioned to outsell the home centers than the professional plumbing, heating, cooling, and HVAC, and electrical contractors. That's right. You have more to offer and a much greater value proposition than anybody out there. These assets are what will change the conversation from what about price to what about value. The problem is so few contractors know just what an enviable position they're in, and therefore they don't sell from a position of strength. A lot of you have adopted the mindset that home centers are the final threat to the trade, eventually destined to drive the professional to work for labor only. Well, we're going to change all of that. I want you to forget fearing the retailers. With a little planning, you can beat them to the consumer. This tape's all about how to compete against the home centers and win. Now, to focus on what you, the contractor, has to offer, keep this very important phrase in mind. Quality products professionally installed. Now, I'm going to say that again because this is your hidden leverage. This is what you have to offer. Quality products professionally installed. That's the essence of your message. It's the value you provide and what differentiates you from the new kid on the block. There's really no doom and gloom out there at all. There are more upscale products than we've ever had before. There's upscale plumbing products and upscale HVAC products with more to offer and in upscale ancillary items than we ever had before. And electrical products, too. Houses are becoming smart houses electrically. You see, this product offering is coupled with a pent-up demand for bathroom, kitchen remodeling, new comfort systems, new electronic controls. There's also a greater need for such things as humidifiers in the comfort systems, electronic air cleaners, automatic environmental controls. There are literally thousands of new products that consumers want, but they just don't know about them. Oh, I know you say. But the home centers, they sort of sucker people in. They do it with low prices. And they have big stores, and it looks like they have this critical mass of merchandise that they display. And you think to yourself, I just can't compete with that. Now, that's really a defeatist mindset. It reflects a very dull thought process. Now, I don't want to be overly critical here, but bear with me. It's the line of a loser. It also proves, once again, that a lot of contractors are down on the things they're not up on. Yeah, down on the things they're not up on, which means they're sort of down on the things they don't know a whole lot about, which is merchandising against the home centers. Now, you've heard all these lines before, the ones about, yeah, they have everything to offer and we don't have anything to offer. And you may even have uttered them yourself. After all, you are also a consumer. You see, the ads in the crowded parking lots at stores that start at 85,000 square feet, you see all of that. Maybe some of the trucks in the parking lot are yours or your competitors. It's different this time, however. You say, there's real evidence that the worst is upon us with Home Depot and Builder's Square and DIY. You know, I see contractors all the time screaming in panic like Chicken Little, saying, the sky is falling. But what they really mean is, the big box is coming, the big box is coming. Well, look closely, and you'll find that the hype is nothing but a facade. Now, they may have 85,000 square feet or even 150,000 square feet in the superstores, but you have more. It's all in the way you define yourself and your company and your potential. As a contractor, you have it all over the big home centers when it comes to products. You have product diversity opportunity. Let me explain that. You have access to every item made and stored in the wholesaler warehouses in your town. Why, you may have as much as $8 million worth of inventory just sitting there for you. You could sell, if you're a plumbing contractor, any name brand product. And if you're an HVAC comfort dealer, well, you can do pretty much the same thing. You have the largest selection of ready-to-install material sitting in the wholesaler's warehouse, and you can special order anything your customer wants. Now, the home centers generally can't do that. They have a short list of materials that they buy and they stock, and their inventory's on the floor. It's what you see. That's it. They're limited, and you see, you're not. You have the clout to buy any product you want, and you're still the most sought-after buyer of plumbing, heating, cooling, HVAC, and electrical goods. And you can offer the consumer something the home centers can't. You can offer the quality products professionally installed. Today's consumer pays for two things, actually. They pay for quality and service. Now, you tell me, who is better positioned to sell those than the professional licensed contractor? Now, that doesn't mean the price isn't an issue. It is. But you can present quality product choices in every category, from cheap to functional to good, better, and best. You also set the price on the products you sell. The home centers have neither advantage. While these are the facts of the situation, too many of us in the trade have been psyched out of taking strong, positive action to pull together the resources and compete. It's time to stop with the self-pity party and move on to a course of action that presents you to the purchasing public in the most positive light. It's very, very important that you communicate your offering. That's a fact. You may have total value. You may have product diversity. You may have advantages home centers don't have. But if you don't communicate it, well, in the minds of the consumer, it's just like not having it. Now, here's what I envision. And never mind how to pay for it. We'll get to that later, as that's really the smallest of your concerns. Put together a four-color tabloid brochure, about maybe 10 to 12 pages, and then mail it to 10,000 homeowners in the $75,000 plus income bracket in your area. Now, I know right away that sounds expensive, but again, we'll get to the point of how to pay for it. Now, here's what the brochure is actually going to look like. First of all, envision a cover, if you would. It's a photo of you standing beside your fleet of trucks in front of your huge warehouse. Bear with me now. The inside of the warehouse shows a stack of products that you would sell. As a matter of fact, the inside shows stack after stack of products. And the headline on the brochure on the outside reads, have the bathroom you want, or have the comfort system you want, or have the electrical controls that you want. And then it has a dash, and it says, select from 19,000 different items. Now, that's a key. You must have that line of selection to show the product diversity. Now, you can also have cut-ins of various completed installations, such as a completed bathroom or a completed HVAC system, and that should be on the cover. These images deliver the message that you are big and you have it all, and any consumer who doesn't check with you before making a decision might miss out. You see, people are more strongly motivated through the fear of loss than they are the anticipation of gain. So by putting this kind of a cover on your brochure, you want to make them feel that they will lose if they don't call you. Now, you're probably wondering about that warehouse in the background, and I mention it later, but I want to say right now, that warehouse is actually a picture of your wholesaler's warehouse. So let's go on. Toward the bottom of the page, in big headline type, say this: we offer every type, style, design, color, and price point you could ever want. Now, finally, a banner at the bottom of the cover and on every page thereafter that reads this: quality products professionally installed. For after all, that's a point of differentiation that you have to sell. Oh, there's one more thing. In the small print in the center of the page, you identify the warehouse, and you can say that it's your company and the supplies are warehoused in affiliation with Acme Wholesale or whatever wholesaler it might be. Now, you can also add the line if you want. Make it truthful, but you add the line that says, over $5 million in inventory available. Look what this is going to do. People know that in any given product line, no home center is going to have that much money in inventory. Just think about it. The warehouse is your warehouse. It really is. Why else would it exist except for the wholesaler to have product on hand for you, the contractor? And you can tell your customers, yes, we have it in our warehouse across town and can get it within a matter of hours. Because you buy from several supply houses, you have access to a fantastic variety of goods. Now, use that to your advantage. Show that you're big into your product line. Not hoses, not nails, not windows, not roofing materials, but you're big into your particular product line. You see, home centers are limited in your particular product line. In most cases, they have choices of good, better, and best to offer. They can't carry all the lines produced, but you can, and you don't even have to store it. It's warehoused for you and ready for delivery to the job site at a moment's notice. So talk about advantages. That's a big advantage. And you're putting a lot of sell into it whenever you put that kind of an advantage on page one. Okay, page two. Let's continue pressing your advantages. Try a headline something like this: you can select from thousands of products and designs. No one has a wider selection. No home center or mass merchandiser. Now, you can make that a parenthetical statement because you're in a battle for their attention and their dollars. You have to overcome the consumer's perceptions about retail outlets. They think home centers have all of the product, and really, on the QT, you're telling them otherwise. Now, beyond type, go for the glossiest, most glamorous shot of your product, of a completed installation. Now think about this. Your manufacturers, the people that your wholesalers buy from, and the products that you buy as a result of the wholesaler buying from these manufacturers, have paid millions to have these pictures taken and to have what's called color separations made. All you have to do is ask the advertising manager to use them. Get your local wholesaler to help you. Get a wide selection of settings and show scenes that no one can compete with. The home centers won't want to because they can't advertise all this material because they really don't have access to all of it. Beyond that, they wouldn't want to spend this much effort promoting just one product offering. But you can do that. You can do it. If it's plumbing, you're going to focus on plumbing. You may focus on kitchen and baths. If it's HVAC equipment, you're going to focus on all of the comfort equipment that's available to you through your wholesalers, and you're going to include all of the add-on material. It's very important that with every photo, though, that you include complete captions that explain the pictures. This copy gets attention. It creates interest. It builds desire, and it moves your potential customer to action. You see, the more you say, the better it is. Serious shoppers want all of this detail. They will read long copy, and they're not getting long copy in any home center ad. Explain extraordinary features and spell out the benefits that are so wonderful that the consumer really must call you in because, well, if they don't, they could possibly lose. And remember, fear of loss is a motivator. What's so wonderful about this approach is that no one is actually doing it. Think about that. As I'm describing this, you can't really think of anybody that's actually doing it, not even other contractors in your area. This sales tool works and will have anyone interested in a bathroom remodeling job calling you. They'll be afraid not to call. They might miss something. And remember what a motivator that is. Now, the real clincher to this pitch is the price message. At the bottom of page 2, say this. We offer 5 price range choices. We're the most affordable in town. That's important that you say that. There is that conception out there that the home centers have lowest prices. In fact, we live today with a mentality that we will beat anybody's prices. You hear that with the giant retailers. So you've got to say that. Work with the mentality of the public. We offer 5 price range choices. We're the most affordable in town. And, of course, that's absolutely true. Now that you're fighting the home centers, you must set up your bid proposal system so that you do offer 5 price choices for every job. The first price you show them is the highest. Then you work your way down. It's called selling up by selling down. Now, the home centers can't compare because they won't be able to offer this professional service. I want to explain that selling up by selling down just a little bit more. You see, when you offer everything that's available, that is the high end, you're offering so many benefits that people never saw before. That's right. They're not up to date on all of the professional equipment, all the changes that have taken place, all the features and the benefits. And you offer that and you put these benefits in their mind. Then when you go one step down, you're taking away benefits. Now, as you take it away, remember what I said, people are more motivated through the fear of loss than they are the anticipation of gain. So they'll want to hold on to those benefits. So you go down then a third, that third level, you know, from the top down to the second, down to the third, and you take away more benefits. And, of course, they want the upper benefits more and more, till pretty soon you're down to the fourth and the fifth, and they want what you have to offer. Okay, let's talk about page 3 now through 5. The idea is to continue with product possibilities. Show selection so extensive that it boggles the mind. Home centers don't do this. It's everything that you offer anyway. Say to the customer, whatever you want, I can get it for you. That's what you actually say on the page. That could be a headline. You've always been able to do that, and you know that, but you know, few contractors have ever told that to their customers in any form at all. What about comfort equipment? We could do that nicely with bathroom equipment because all of these pictures are available. Well, heating and air conditioning offer great sales opportunities. Why do you think the home centers are now getting into it? You need to show lots of units and describe plenty of add-on products, explaining the benefits of these items. Explain how a humidifier will keep the kids healthier in the winter. See, now that's a benefit that they don't know about. Explain how the glue won't get dried up in their chair legs, or how the wallpaper will stay on, or how much warmer they're going to feel, how their skin will look nicer, and younger, longer, with the right amount of moisture in the air. Boy, that sells. You know, today, a lot of women look at these brochures. As a matter of fact, 87% of all purchases made in America are made by women or influenced by women. You know, when they say, the consumer's the king, maybe we ought to start to think that today the consumer's the queen. And so make sure when you're writing, you write with an appeal to the woman of the house. Now, you can do the same thing for electronic air cleaners. You know the benefits. Get the manufacturer's advertising department to help you. That's their job. You know, water heaters are a must as well in your brochure. If you're on the plumbing end of the business, talk about energy savings. Explain how Model A saves so much money on the energy bill that it actually pays for itself within its warranty period. Then it saves enough money in the remaining years to pay for its eventual replacement. Tell the customer in the photo captions that you take away the old water heater and that your price includes the flex connector and the TMP valve and everything that would go with the water heater. Explain all of that. You say, well, wouldn't they know that? Not necessarily. You see, you differentiate yourself when you explain everything that you do. Tell them that you stand behind your work. Tell them that you've been in business for 20 years and will be in business 20 years in the future when many retail stores have moved out. I know most contractors consider themselves a particular name brand dealer. But, you know, times are changing. It's not your preference that matters anymore. It's the customer's preference that really counts. Sell them what they want. However, don't compare brands. Sell them on their own merits. In other words, whatever the brand has to offer in the sense of benefits, this is what you want to put forth. Sell the brand on its own merit by presenting the features and the benefits as the manufacturer states them. In this way, the consumer has a choice and feels good about making one. Or you can guide them if you feel strongly about one over the other. That's another good hidden leverage you have, which is your testimony based on your experience. See, that's very good, because most consumers value your professional advice. A good leverage, again, is your what? Your testimony based on your experience. That's something the guy in the little red jacket will never have. How about page 6? Well, remember the banner comment at the bottom of each page? It says, quality products professionally installed. It reinforces the message that the consumer should not only buy it, but have it installed. After the out-of-this-world product presentation, you want to sell the idea of professional installation. This page must be devoted to pictures of your men in nice, clean uniforms working in a home, preferably with a contented homeowner looking on. People have bought into the stereotype that contractors are sometimes dirty, And you know, you see it on 2020 or 48 Hours or some of these other programs that some contractors are con men looking to rip them off. And, you know, to start with, they don't really trust. This is particularly with new customers. Your advertising needs to counter this image. As I travel the country, I always check the yellow pages for great contractor ads. And after years of this, I've developed quite a collection. One that impressed me the most was written like a newspaper feature rather than an ad. It took on the stereotype and answered the consumer's concerns about hiring a contractor. While the ad is copyrighted, the ideas aren't, and the attention is for you to put these ideas into your brochure when you sell the service. Number one, state clearly that all plumbing contractors aren't exactly the same. We're all HVAC contractors, or all electrical, whatever business you're in. Then the next thing you want to do in a good ad or on this particular page 6 is let people know that you work to make sure the customer gets what he wants from your wide selection, that working with your company will be an enjoyable experience. In other words, this sort of puts their mind at ease. Item 3, tell the consumer that you're the one contractor that combines top quality products with professional installation. The fourth item you might want to consider is reinforce the pictures by explaining that your men are clean, they're well-dressed, and they're professional in every way. The technician will show up at the door in a fresh uniform. I was doing a seminar in Ohio just a little while ago, and one guy says, you know, that really sells. He says, because whenever I ring the doorbell, I wait till they come, and then as soon as they come to the door, whether it's the man or the woman, he says, I put my booties on. Now, what he's indicating is, of course, the surgical booties, and I know you're all aware of that, but a lot of people don't do it. In fact, when I mentioned this in another seminar, some guy sort of sneered, like, I don't want to have to do that. You know, today, women influence what? Yeah, 87% of items purchased. Another fellow said that he takes in a little piece of carpet, and this little piece of carpet he lays down to put his tools on. Another fellow then, he sort of chimed up in yet another seminar. And he says, you know, he says, I have an exhaust fan. He says, and I placed the hose on the end of the exhaust fan. Now, he's talking about like a 4-inch hose that goes on the back of a clothes dryer. He says, and I show them pictures of this, and I show them that I exhaust every bit of dust out anytime I'm in their home. So being a bit of a neat freak is something that's very, very important, particularly when women are going to influence the sale. Okay, item 5. Explain that you have an absolute guarantee. Tell them how you stand behind everything you do. Most contractors with guarantees will have maybe a 12-month or a 24-month. In order to differentiate yourself, and it isn't going to cost you much more to do this, to differentiate yourself, if everybody else is doing 12 months, you want to do 14 months. If they're doing 24 months, you want to do 26 months. So you see, whenever you're making a presentation, Now, I know this is in a brochure, but when you're actually making a presentation, you can have all of these little points of differentiation that show that you stand out and above everybody else, including the home setters. Item 6, tell them about the training your people get and how qualified they are. It's very, very important that they know they have fully qualified technicians, mechanics in their home. Tell them, item 7, that you'll leave their home perfectly clean. Item 8, tell them you will come to do the work when you say you will, and you will stay on the job finishing when you promise. One of the things that seems to be in the mind of the buying public is that contractors never show up when they're supposed to. Again, during a seminar, one morning I was setting up at about 7:30, and the guy next to me, he was selling soda pop to dealers in another room. He came in and introduced himself. By 8 o'clock, his people were there. By 8 o'clock, my people weren't. I was expecting contractors. And a pop guy came back over, and he asked me the question. He was about 1 minute after 8. He's about ready to start. He says, "Where are your people?" I says, "I don't know yet. They'll be here." He says, "Well, what kind of group are they?" I says, "Well, they're contractors." He says, "Oh, don't worry about that." He says, "You'll be lucky they show up on the same day." I mean, I'm telling you, that is the stereotype of our profession. So it's very, very important that you tell them you'll come and do the work when you say you will. Okay, item 9. Tell them that if they ever need follow-up service, they'll get it in hours. Not going to take days. That the follow-up service will come right away. That's an assurance they want. You know, our society has changed into an instant relief society. Ever since, I think this goes back to the 50s, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Everybody wants instant gratification. So you've got to tell them that. Item 10, tell them that you personally, I emphasize the word personally, honor all factory warranties and that you will work on their behalf to ensure their total satisfaction. Now, that's in your writing. When you make a presentation in the home, you've got to tell them this. You know, whenever you give us this job, you also get me. You're letting them know that you're not going to just assign the job to somebody and you're going to show up sometime just to collect the money. You are personally going to honor all factory warranties. Item 11. Include testimonial comments from customers about everything you have said. I mean, literally, fill up the page with little paragraphs of comments from customers. And also, as a sidebar, you might even want to put a note down there that you have 50 or 60 testimonial letters that you would be happy to send to the potential customer. I do this in my business, and it's very, very effective. Now, finally, explain why it's important to have your products professionally installed. Consumers want it done right, and they want it done fast. In the case of mechanical systems, you know, boilers, water heaters, and HVAC systems, you know, all comfort systems, they don't want a bomb in the basement. They want someone that installs products safely and according to code. Explain that you do haul away all of the old material, and you'll haul it away at no expense. Explain that when you quote a price for labor and the material that they select, that price is absolutely, totally guaranteed. Now, of course, I'm talking about flat rate pricing. It won't change. Now, this is just the beginning. It's putting together your message, and what a great message you have. Does it compete with the home centers? You bet it does. Does it beat the home centers? Yes, it does. It beats them hands down. Now that you're focused on your qualifications, let's take a closer look at the home center's appeal. Home centers attract attention for 5 reasons: price, size, newness, critical mass of merchandise, and chain affiliation. For most contractors, the most problematic of these 5, of course, is price. Home centers use price as a silver bullet to beat their competition. And it works. This low-price strategy has probably cost you some business. It'll continue to do so unless you do something about it. Now, picture this. A home center sees an ad for a white toilet, priced well below what a plumbing contractor could buy it for at the local wholesaler. And, of course, this is happening every day. To save some money, the homeowner buys it himself and decides to try the installation, too. The helpful clerk at the home center sells him the wax ring, the Johnny bolts, the seat, the shutoff valve, and so forth, everything that should go with it, and maybe even some tools that he needs to complete the job. Check out the prices now on the ancillary items that I've mentioned here, and I have, and guess what? The store made a lot of money on those products. That's how they can afford to offer lost leaders like the white toilet. Let's continue now with our customer and see what he does. Well, he either has to carry the purchase home himself or wait and pay to have it delivered. I wonder how wise his purchase would have seemed if he analyzed the total cost. Now, this is where you come in. Most consumers need to be taught the difference between a loss leader and quality products professionally installed. Now, you're not going to change every mind, that's for sure. But it will certainly change some. All contractors need to publish the actual cost of everything a person buys from a home center, including a charge for time, and then show a comparison with the flat rate of a professional installation. Now, don't forget to include all the extras a customer gets from you. That is, warranty, free disposal, the old item, and so forth. This should be the closing pages of the brochure that I've detailed. Uncover the truth. Home centers are not low-priced places to shop. It's just the perception that they're trying to create. Their tabloid ads show products from many lines. There's the loss leader, A item in the paint section, the plumbing, the electrical, the tools, and just about everywhere, in every department. Taken together, the ads show lots of low-priced items, and they create the perception that the home center is a low-priced source of everything. Therefore, price becomes a powerful magnet for the consumer. Price appeals to everyone, regardless of age, social status, or income. Actually, it cuts across all market segments, especially when it comes to brand names. To counter the home center pricing strategy, you must develop one of your own. You should advertise at least one loss leader in each of your product categories. Now, that's not including the installation, to show readers that you have expertise, a wide range of products, and a good price. Highlight and price one loss leader item per page as a reference price. Also mention that all merchandise is priced for the best value in town. I know this isn't the way that most contractors operate, but you've got to adjust to the new marketing influences and to the mentality that's out there in America today. Simply adding 30 or 40% to everything is not a pricing strategy. It's just a pricing system. The five drawing magnets of the home center aren't about what's real. They are designed to create a perception among consumers. What you have to do is create a similar or better perception that by shopping with you, they'll still get a good price. Plus, they're going to get superior selection and professional installation. Make sure you get a chance to communicate that message. Don't turn them off with the initial impression. Bring them to you with attractive pricing, just as the home centers do. And then present them with the opportunity to buy their product, to buy their installation, to buy their dream bath, or the best value in water heaters, or faucets, or an HVA system, or a complete updated electrical home. They can buy that from you. Though you offer the low price, realize you won't sell those items too often. Of course, you don't want to. With a broad selection of product, most people will upgrade. However, when you do, you'll lose money on them just the same as the home centers do. Well, you at least, though, can generate a profit with installation fees. Take control. That's very important. You can't turn back the tide of what's happening today or control what the home centers do. Of course you can't. But what you can do is shore up your own position in the market by recognizing your strengths and using them. To do this, though, you've got to bring the customer to you, or you have to get to them. One of the best places to sell the customer remains in a wholesaler's showroom. Yes, some wholesalers sell direct, but few would if contractors took the time to work the sale. Wholesalers have invested many thousands of dollars in their showrooms. They staff them with trained salespeople. They do all this at no charge to contractors, and they'll work the sale according to your rules and carry you on an open account. With this sort of alliance, you have more available to you than any home center. A lavish display space with products that are designed for your particular business. They have experts that can help you with selection. And more than likely, you have this available to you at two or maybe three supply houses around your particular town. So, how does all this affect price? Well, it changes the emphasis from price and puts it squarely on value. The consumer's expanded horizons help them mentally pass the point of purchase. That's mentally pass the point of purchase, thinking about owning the product. And at that place, price is not such a big issue. They see themselves living with the products that you've shown them. Once your customer mentally owns the merchandise, you must deal with price in a way that is brand new today. Let's look at an example with a heating system. Typically, most HVAC contractors would say, Mr. Prospect, the price of this system is $3,500, and that includes the boiler requiring new piping and installation. Now, with this rather ordinary approach, the customer never gets to build the value of your offering in his mind. Try it a little bit different. Try this approach next time. It shows how much more value you offer than the home center. Say something like this. Mr. Prospect, your new money-saving, high-efficiency heating system completely installed includes a new super-efficient boiler, new near-boiler piping design just for your application. Also included is a heating coil for an indirect water heater to save you money. In addition, we will remove the old unit, clean up all debris, and register all of your warranties with the manufacturer. We also will include our exclusive one-year service agreement. And all of this will cost only $4,500. Now, feel the difference of that. I shortened this up. You could certainly add many more benefits that are derived from the features. But this sort of price presentation will never be done at a home center cash register. This is one of your advantages. Now, of course, I know they're not going to buy a boiler at a home center cash register either. But the idea is the concept here. You draw the customer in with a loss price on the boiler or the A item, whatever it might be. But by the time you finish the sales presentation and the explanation, you get an order for the complete system that is right for the customer and right for you. Now, consider real-world responses here. Talking of the principles I've just explained, I've traveled all around the country and I've talked with more than 3,000 contractors at seminars on this very subject. During one session, a woman told me how she handles the price problem. And she explained this. Every time the home center advertises a cheap product in my particular offering, I go out and I buy it. And then she went on to say, I put it on my showroom floor and I demonstrate it to consumers when they visit. Even if customers don't mention the ad, I do my little demonstration anyway so that there are no after-the-sale questions about price. Now, that's a good approach. Of course, it does take a little bit of time. The woman went on to explain that she does the same thing with small items or ancillary items. She was talking about faucets in one case, and she said she takes the home center model apart to show the guts of it, and then she does the same thing with her own model. And she shows how much more durable the ceramic discs are inside her particular cartridge. She said this to me. I decided a long time ago that if it is in the home centers, I just had to find a better product to make it a part of my offering so I could demonstrate the difference. I had to educate my customers, she concluded. Now, I encourage you to listen to her words as I've described them here and think about your products and decide which ones that you could take apart and show to people. You need to be going around whenever you're doing one-on-one selling. With demonstrators, but not just demonstrators of your product, but demonstrators of those things that are being sold at the home center. In another example of positive action, I recently met a contractor at a meeting of contractors. It was a national meeting using cable TV. The contractor said he communicated his value by putting together a do-it-yourself workshop on the public access television channel. Now, of course, my initial reaction was that, well, I don't know if I want to show people how to do things. You know, really, I would want to be installing the product. But he told me this. He said he teaches people how to install various products. Now, he has a dozen of these 30-minute programs on tape, and he makes a new episode about, every other month. Here's what he said. He said, I found that 60% of the people watching won't do the work themselves, even if taught. They see how much work is involved, and they call me, and I'm easy to find in the Yellow Pages. I get more business from this program than any other form of advertising, and now that I have the most episodes on tape, it doesn't take any effort or money just to keep a good, positive image out there. Now, that's a great idea. So what he's saying is he doesn't go into the studio that often now. They keep playing most of those episodes again and again, in rotation. Yeah, he's saying it's a good idea, and I say this contractor has changed his mindset. No more grumbling and groaning and moaning about the way things are. Instead, he's looking for new opportunities to exploit his unique advantages. Just staying angry at manufacturers and wholesalers isn't going to change a thing. Use your creative powers and your expertise to help your customers and your company. For the many positive examples of contractors embracing change, there are a few negatives as well. One is especially fresh in my mind. I was with a group of contractors in New England, and I was talking about the need to sell up. You know, the sell up by selling down that we've talked about? Well, one contractor said, it doesn't matter, they'll always be priced lower than we are. Now, I asked the rest of the contractors what they thought of this comment, and most agreed pretty much. Needless to say, I saw this session deteriorating from just one obsessive thought, that thought that the home centers are always going to be cheaper. Now, before I could really counter it, and I was just about ready to do so, another contractor chimed in, and he faulted manufacturers for giving price breaks directly to home centers while cutting out the wholesalers. What do we do about that? He challenged. Again, I had just barely opened my mouth when another attendee said, you know, I don't find this to be any problem at all. Now, he went on, he explained how most consumers don't price out the whole project, but rather they take a reference item. They take just one product. He honors the home center's price on that particular sell item. That's what he does. But then he finishes the job, whether it's a water closet that we were talking about earlier, the toilet. See, what he does, he prices the wax ring and the supply lines and so forth. And by the time it's all added up, the consumer sees the value in what he has to offer, and that is, yes, quality product professionally installed. Now, I know this goes outside the scope of flat rate pricing, but in this case, it's needed to show that all of these other products are priced at a certain level, which adds more value into the proposition. The problem, said this particular contractor, isn't the home centers, but rather the contractor's own laziness. Now, I'm not saying that. That's what this guy said. He said, we have to do our homework now and arm ourselves to show that we still offer the best deal in town. Another contractor said he counters the home centers by offering brands that they don't. And I think it's wonderful that today now manufacturers are starting to produce what we call Pro Series products. And these are products with extra features and extra benefits that aren't found in the home centers. So they can't compare apples to apples. It's always going to be apples to oranges type of thing. So what we want to do then is find these products and present these products in our own line. Now, there's another contractor that said he will even take a regular product and change it. For instance, there was an HVAC dealer that would take the sheet metal out to a auto paint shop and have it painted any color the customer wanted. So in his brochure then, he would show all kinds of different colors. And then there was the fellow that had the water heater that would put wood grain vinyl paper on it. So these are extra value things that make the item look so much different from what's offered in the home center. It's sort of like selling a Cadillac instead of selling 10 Yugos, the contractor said. He says, I make more money for less work when I do that. Okay, let's think about manufacturer values. The contractor's comment, that last comment, got me thinking about an age-old industry practice, and that of private labeling. Manufacturers used to adopt new names to hide the fact that they were selling to the DIY outlets. Now, today that's not the case. The DIY has the brand names and the trade has the special label. Witness the InSinkErator Pro Series or various water heater Pro Series just for the professional. In my opinion, we've only seen the beginning of this sort of product development. There's a company in Ohio that's working with a rep agency to offer a whole brand new line of shower stalls that are taller and tubs that are longer and wider with extra soap ledges and grab bars. And the key is none of these extras carry a heavy price penalty. As a contractor, you can offer superior products that can't be bought anywhere else for just a little bit more. That is your competitive edge. The only change in this sort of private label program is the name stays the same. And you as the contractor, well, you get a professional model to advertise with the same brand name the consumer expects. It'll take everyone, though, the manufacturer, the wholesaler, and the contractor, to make this private label initiative work. Well, by the way, some contractors just over-label the name of the manufacturer. They're providing a nice gold foil label for themselves, and it's large enough to go over the label of the manufacturer, making sure, of course, the model number and all the other essential numbers are still visible. The manufacturer needs to produce more products like this, the wholesaler needs to stock more products like this, and the contractor needs to promote more of these products. It's more profit for everyone involved, and a better product for the consumer. So what we're talking about is having a leverage, and we're talking about using your leverage. Now, check with your manufacturers. Check with your local wholesalers. Find out if they're willing to get behind such a program. And keep asking until someone says yes. It may be just the opportunity for a smaller manufacturer's needs. I mean, smaller manufacturers need something with which they can compete. And once they have a nice private label system for the pro contractor, then they've got something that'll help them compete with the larger manufacturers. Now, once you've gotten the commitment and the product, then it's up to you to work like crazy to make the line a success. This means you got to fight back. I hope by now that you are in a fighting mood. Let's take on the other perceived advantages then of the home centers and debunk some of them too. Remember we talked about the fact that home centers have size. Boy, they sure do. The big buildings, you know, and all the square footage and all of these products. The line is that they buy in volume and they sell in quantity. Of course they do. They assemble a critical mass of merchandise to attract attention. They have corporate financial support and a national market base. Because of these things, they can offer quality merchandise at low prices. That's a fact. Now, let's deal with each piece first. Now, first, your business partner, the wholesaler, has the same buying habits. He has millions of dollars in inventory in his warehouse, just waiting for you. The home center's critical mass of merchandise includes everything from garden hoses to paint. Your critical mass of merchandise is all within your line. And it puts their offering, the home center's offering, to shame. The home center's financial strength, or weakness, for that matter, means actually nothing to the average consumer. Should it be an issue that you have the financial backing of four or five corporations with sufficient funds and you have credit for your marketplace? You see, that's what wholesalers do for you. They stock product and they extend credit. You're their initial customer and they're your financial backers. How about a national market base? What is every sell if it isn't local? It's always local. So who cares? Your customers are local, and you have the edge over the home center on this one, too. A good reputation and a word-of-mouth reference means more than any price in a national advertising flyer. And lastly, in this particular area, quality merchandise at low prices. Now, what a hoax. In fact, many consumers are aware of the just-this-side-of-the-law baiting tactics offered by many home centers. You've got something better, much, much better. You've got quality merchandise at a good value, and you've got it professionally installed. Well, what about this idea of newness? Yeah, that's right. But this is a temporary phenomenon. Once consumers find out that the local home center selection of your particular product line is really paltry, they will again look to you as the professional contractor for a better offering. So be ready. Get that brochure out that we described that makes them see that, yeah, there's a wider range of products here. And, of course, your brochure is going to make you look new as well. And how about this idea of chain affiliation? Well, I never did understand that too much. Home centers tout that they are part of a national chain. But what impact does this really have on the consumer? Very little, actually. Your own chain includes the top manufacturers in the industry nationwide and a host of warehouses with millions in inventory. Why, you're in a better position to serve that consumer than anybody. It's simply a matter of getting the word out. Use the methods they use to differentiate yourself in the minds of the buying public. You offer quality products professionally installed, and in that arena, you can beat the home centers every time. Let's talk about installed sales. Now, I'm talking about installed sales and competing against the giant retailer that also is promoting installed sales. Now, that's what's going on today, and it may even be worse in the future. That's what I hear all around the country. But you know something? The retailers offering installed sales still don't have the package to offer that contractors have. You have product diversity. You have known expertise. You have backup service. You have various price points. You have at-home quote service, and that's a real advantage, the fact that you're already in the home. You have the removal of old materials and much, much more to offer. Now, that's an offer that's really worth crowing about. And it's an offer that's worth advertising. Oh, I keep hearing it all the time. Yeah, but you know, advertising is too expensive. But the cost of not getting the word out could be even greater. We're going to talk about some effective and unusual ideas to combat the home centers through promotion and advertising. Let's talk about putting it all together for you. I'm still a believer in getting wholesalers and manufacturers to provide you with a group of products that is proprietary to contractors only. And I encourage you to make direct contact with manufacturers, if possible, to be talking to them about this, to encourage them to do it. Ask for all of the help that's available. Often, they'll offer you literature and other promotional materials for use in direct mail, or at home shows, or at fairs. Now, many manufacturers have their advertising department design ads that contractors can use to combat the home centers. If they don't, suggest the idea to them. Once you have an overflowing package of this material, put together a tabloid similar to the ones that I had mentioned a little bit earlier, and plaster the countryside with those particular tabloids. Now, you want to pay for the distribution and, of course, the putting together of the tabloids through co-op funds. Get manufacturers to pay their portion of the space and have wholesalers help pay for the distribution. Put the names of all that participate on the last page and have each pay for their particular portion. Also, you need to develop an attitude. That's right. What else can be done to get your name and service known to the consuming public without spending a fortune? Well, a whole lot. First, develop a street smart attitude. And what precisely is that? Well, it's an attitude that means that you will do more creative things and that you will get all of the financial and the promotional help that you can. And don't hesitate. Get into motion. Get into action right now and stay in motion. When you start thinking this way, you'll find that you've got many ways of reaching out to the public, but the home centers actually do not. Put signs on your trucks, place messages on uniforms, use stuffers in your statements, co-op advertise with other businesses in town and place signs on your building. You develop an attitude and a message that is constantly present. People see it every day because you make it a major part of your business. Tell them that you have quality products that are professionally installed, and that's the better way to go for them. Tell them that you have access to more products than any home center, and you can offer many more affordable price points. Customers hear this message, and they are compelled to call you because if they don't, they miss the opportunity to buy the right way at the right price. And use cross-promotion. I find a lot of contractors aren't doing this. The cost of producing a radio or a television or a newspaper ad is actually very, very little. It's buying the time, the space, or paying the postage that costs so much. With cross-promotion, you can combine an effective promotion with free distribution. So, what is cross-promotion? Well, cross-promotion, simply put, you hand out or you mail advertisements for another company or merchant with your name and your message on it, and the other merchant hands out advertisements for your company with his name on it. You can have as many as three or four of these single sheets promoting various local businesses. You can have them folded up in your statement envelope and still carry it for a single stamp. Use both sides of a sheet of paper and have deals with six or eight merchants. Or you could try a one-way promotion. This is where one of your coupons is so valuable that other merchants will want to include it in their advertising or as passouts. Develop a promotion such as, "Thank you for visiting us at Mama's Pizza. From time to time, we like to offer coupons for a discount with our local business people as a thank you. Now, here's a coupon for 20% on any HVA system installed, or any electrical system, or any plumbing product installed within the next 60 days by LMNOP Plumbing. Give them a call and tell them we sent you." See, it doesn't cost them a thing to do this, and they're giving something of value to their customers. Try this with people who sell floor coverings or tile or wall coverings or furniture or paint. Approach everyone that is affected by the giant retailers. They'll sympathize with you and be very, very agreeable to this approach. They also want their names known. Your attitude then is important when approaching a potential retail partner. Don't think of it necessarily as selling. You're offering a merchant an opportunity to participate in a valuable promotion. And don't get upset if about, 7 out of 10 turn you down. It won't cost a penny to ask, and 3 out of 10 always respond yes. When that happens, I don't like to think that I'm only a 30% success or a 70% failure. I like to think that I'm 100% success with 3 people. Just take time to think about the possibilities. You can go from merchant to merchant and have 20, 30, or even 40 of these deals going. I envision a go-getter kind of contractor that belongs to the local Chamber of Commerce suggesting this at a meeting to save Main Street. Many merchants are upset by the opening of large retailers and opening of large do-it-yourself outlets. They're upset about the fact that these people are destroying the Main Street of every town in America. Have these merchants give you discount coupons to hand out to your customers, too. You can have a different product with each merchant. Just think how your business will be known. Everywhere people go, they get a message about you. Even if they throw away the coupon, when the time comes to buying your particular product, they'll remember you. Also use VIP discount cards. Now, this is a great promotion that can be worked in partnership with a wholesaler. It's simple. You approach a local company and you tell them that you're interested in offering an employee discount. That's to everybody in the company. All the employees have to do is show an ID when they purchase from you. There are no strings attached. Explain that you are quite frankly interested in keeping the business in town and offer this promotion as a means of doing that. Try doing this with senior citizen groups, with members of the Better Business Bureau, and with the local police and the fire departments as well. They'll appreciate it, and you'll lock up inquiries. Or you can mail VIP discount cards to your current customers and give them 2 or 3 extras to give to their friends. Have a space where they can put their name on the card. Put VIP discount cards in your bills, those that you're paying and that you're sending out. Ask your business friends to do the same thing. In many cities, there are 50 or more bowling leagues, think about this, with 4 to 12 teams. Make up sheets of discount cards. Have the league president write a cover letter that explains your company and the full benefits of the card. When local community groups come around for contributions, make a small contribution, that's something you ought to do. But tell them you will also give discount cards for each of their members. Also, give them something they can sell to make money. Give them a $5 off coupon that they can sell for $1. And make $1 with your coupon that reads $5 off a purchase of $50, same as a 10% discount coupon. Okay, now what about publicity? I'm talking about some free publicity. What self-respecting live wire local newspaper could resist a story about such a thing as a toilet seat that sprays warm water and then a gentle breeze of warm air, a water faucet that constantly provides water at a set temperature, a complete bathroom especially designed for people who are restricted in movement, or even a bathroom loaded with safety features to protect children, an HVAC system that provides enough moisture in the air to keep you looking younger longer. You see, it costs nothing to release a story every month that explores one of these topics and describes the products and your business in the process. It could be an article even about all the dust mites that are in a house, and there could be a picture of the dust mite in all its ugliness and how you've got equipment that removes dust mites from the home. See, publicity has even greater impact because it's not perceived as an ad. With publicity, that is, with stories that you write, you become a part of the news, the very reason people read the newspaper. When you release your story to the newspaper, release it to the local television station, too. Oftentimes, they'll want to interview you because it is a human interest story. Now, before beginning a publicity campaign, you must determine all of the available sources. Make a list of all of the sources that are in your particular community that could run a story. Make a list of the print media in your area, including daily newspapers and weeklies, tabloids, cable television magazines. How about city magazines, entertainment magazines, your local business journals? And don't forget the suburban newspapers or papers from small towns in the area. Add to that list all the television and the radio stations in the area. Include public broadcasting system and religious stations. Also consider newsletters of some very, very large local companies. Look for anything that might get you free exposure. Use good attention getters. Think about newspaper here. Use a teaser such as a free special report. Now, I'm talking advertising now. Free special report. People like free special reports. And that's to prompt a customer to call in or send for information. Make it a how-to report, such as free special report shows how to get a free water heater. Now, that's going to attract attention. The special report you send will show the energy savings of your best water-conserving water heater and show how much money is saved that it pays for itself. Now, when people respond to that, and this can be put in a classified section of the newspaper, so the advertising is not expensive. When people respond to that, you send the literature that gives the features and the benefits of the water heater and the factory specifications. Now, most water heater companies have a top-of-the-line heater and can give you the report that you will send out. In other words, they will actually write the report for you. You also could have a report on how to have a new bathroom completely installed for less than it costs to buy your own products at a home center and do it yourself. You see, that is a good headline on a free report. Now, how can that be done? Well, you've got to go to the home center and add up all the ancillary items that we mentioned earlier, such as the wax ring and the connectors and the toilet seats, the special tools needed, the solder and the flux and everything that it'll take to do the job. Use a rate for the home center labor and total it all up, and then price out your installed flat rate price. You're going to find that you actually can do it at a lower price, and you're going to send a report out. Let's talk a little bit more about classifieds here. Newspaper advertising is effective when you have a consistent presence. Less can be more when you use small space, especially in the classified section. It's a fact that at least 70% of readers scan the classified section every time they read the newspaper, and 60% out of the 70% actually buy from the offers they see in classified sections. Classified advertising has several advantages, such as they are simple to prepare. They can be started, stopped, and changed easily. And they are an inexpensive way to test the efficiency of your ads. Ask about zone ad opportunities also. You can have the power and the great image of advertising in a big newspaper or magazine, but still operate on a small budget. Even USA Today has regional editions. Your large city newspaper certainly does, and so you want to ask them about that. That way you can have a larger ad that only goes to a certain area, maybe your service area. Use the local shopper newspapers. They're loaded with ads of local businesses for people who are looking for bargains. Run a 10% off coupon for anyone who installs a bathroom or has a heating job done within the next 30 days, rewarding immediate action. Discount coupons cause many consumers to change from one source of supply to another. And another idea, you know, a lot of people are using discount coupons. Maybe you ought to call your coupon a gift certificate. That's right. Just change the name, put a fancy border around it, and call it a gift certificate. And, of course, you put a set value on it, and people tend to save them. And also, these gift certificates are something that other retail outlets in your area feel better about giving out. One of the best ways to attract attention with a coupon or a gift certificate for larger ticket items is to offer a special dollar amount. Publish a coupon worth $50, and of course it's going to get attention. Of course, this gift certificate or coupon is good for a purchase of $500 or more. This is used by many clothing stores and by many furniture stores, and they use it again and again because it's so effective. A gift certificate with a $50 amount feels, looks, seems like real money. And you can use the coupon approach in every ad you run for a period of time so that your consumer audience will remember it. Let's talk a little bit about Yellow Pages here. This is a priority for most contractors. I know that. So make sure you don't look like everyone else. Here are some important things to include. Get a good slogan of some sort and an illustration that draws attention to your business. I know this one fella that has his picture in his Yellow Pages, and he has on a stethoscope, so he looks like a doctor. But what he says is, "We give second opinions." Now, I don't know if that's copyrighted or not. It didn't seem so in the ad I saw. But that's an idea that's going to attract attention. One guy down in Alabama, I was driving along, and I saw this on a billboard, and then I saw it later on the side of his building, and I saw it in his Yellow Page ads, too. He shows a little guy, cartoon character, alongside a toilet in a flooded basement, and his pants are rolled up, and the slogan that gets attention says, "We fix what your husband messes up." And you know, I thought that was sort of negative advertising, but this guy is called John's Plumbing down in Birmingham, Alabama. This guy is one of the biggest service plumbers in the area. So you want to do that. Get a good slogan and an illustration that draws attention to your business. List your most important services in the ad. Be specific about it. If you've got strong specialties such as remodeling or products such as whirlpools or spas, or you have a high SEER rating on your equipment, a 16 or a 17, and you can talk about how it's going to lower the monthly payments, you want to put that in the ad. Now, I know you can't put paragraph after paragraph of information, but you've got to put your highlight information. Say that you have the greatest selection of products at affordable prices. That's a good line to put in there. And don't forget the line, quality products professionally and expertly installed. You want to talk about the fact that you have more affordable prices and then put in better than home centers. See, a lot of people aren't making that claim and should be making that claim because it's on the minds of the consumers. With the Yellow Pages, you are doing what's called trot line fishing. Now, in some states, that's not legal, but what you're doing, you're baiting many hooks as possible, and you're looking for nibbles. When I say it's not legal, I don't mean in advertising. I'm talking about trot line fishing is not legal. You put all these hooks out there on one line with a bunch of bait on there, and you throw it into the river, and You just wait for the fish to come up and you wait for the fish to bite. Well, you can also make sure you add maximum credibility in everything you do. You do this by including the following. If you have been in business for more than 10 years, include the number of years, your license number, the fact that you are insured and bonded, and the logos of the national and your local associations. Also, include logos of clubs that you belong to and your local chamber of commerce. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your truck signs. I know everybody puts on a nice sign. Some people even put signs on the tops of the trucks if there are no ladders up there so that people in high buildings can see. But what I'd like to say is if your truck is a traveling junkyard, don't put your name on it. Or as one contractor said, put your competitor's name on it. For sure, if your truck is rusting out and is perpetually dirty, you're not promoting a good image. Another contractor told me that he does work in the city a lot, and he does put that name on the roof. And he says very seriously, he makes sure his ladders aren't up there so he can get that information on top. Your truck is really one of the cheapest forms of advertising, but don't make it look cheap with home-style lettering and painting. Have it done professionally. Follow the graphic look of your Yellow Page ad so that there's some consistency, that it's familiar to the people that see it. All of your advertising should look the same to create some familiarity. Make every effort to keep your trucks clean and shiny. And how about your store image? Now, if you do have a store that's exposed to high traffic, you're very, very fortunate. You can determine how important store or shop signs are by having a car count done. That means the number of cars that pass by each day. Just about the lowest car count that you need to make a good investment in a sign is about 50 a day. Even if your count is as low as 50 cars a day, and half of these are the same people that pass by each day, you will still be making an impression on potential buyers. 50 cars a day over a year is more than 18,000 impressions. Take advantage of your storefront or the side of your building. Where you have 100 cars or more a day, it's worth erecting a billboard on the roof. If you have at least 1,000 cars a day, it's a must to advertise with a sign. Now, how about uniforms? You know, years ago, when I would do a seminar, a lot of the guys said, I don't like wearing uniforms. Now, I'm talking about the technicians, the mechanics. And one guy says, I like wearing my Levi's. And what he meant is he meant the ones you stand in the corner and you jump into each and every time you go out. They stand by themselves. But really, one contractor in a seminar made the point that uniforms are usually seen only by the customers that you already have, and therefore they aren't advertising. Well, I guess that's true, but clean uniforms do reinforce the professional image that you wish to exude, and uniforms will be seen in restaurants and other places throughout the year. It all works to create the impression that you want. Let's talk a little bit about television. When I mention this, most contractors say it's absolutely too expensive. Now, not public access and not necessarily your local cable. Some of the best success stories I hear from contractors who run ads on cable for less than $50 a week. They get the exposure they want and that they need to keep building their businesses. One contractor does a do-it-yourself program, as I've mentioned earlier on this tape, and he says that that's the best for him because everybody says, oh, by the way, how much will it cost if you do this? How about radio? You know, you can get a bathroom remodeling job done completely installed at less than what it would cost you to buy the material from a home center and install it. You see, that's just a 10-second ad. It's a come-on, but it's true. Radio advertising must get attention. Say something that the customer wants to hear. Then simply give them a number to call. That's all. Run the ad often and during drive time. One contractor told me that he likes to buy 2 seconds of dead air. Now, a lot of radio stations won't let you do that. But the reason for that is if he buys 2 seconds of dead air up front, well, that makes people just listen. And right before they're going to change the radio station, then he likes to have the sound of a flushing toilet. Now, that's called intrusive. It's a sound that makes people listen, and then, of course, he goes ahead and has his ad. Another HVAC contractor says he does the same thing. He buys a little bit of dead air up front, maybe not 2 seconds, maybe a second and a half, whatever the radio station will allow, and then he has the sound of an Arctic breeze come through, and then he talks about his air conditioning. How about consultations? Do you do consultations? Well, many people just don't know what to do. They need advice, and often they'll stumble into a home center for it because the home centers advertise this. I went to a home center, and they said they'll do a complete layout. Now, I don't know how professional the layout is, but you want to get ahead of them. Offer a free phone consultation. Use this as an opportunity to get your message across. You must have a qualified person, of course, at the telephone at all times in order to handle these particular kinds of calls. This person must be technically qualified, but just as importantly, must have patience and a pleasing personality. This person could be one of your most valuable assets, perhaps a retired contractor with a winning telephone smile. Here's the idea. You can do it. These are just a few ideas that'll get you started. Start with a well-defined plan and include those ideas that most appeal to you. Then, as time goes on, add more ideas, add more promotional methods to your efforts. As your business grows, keep adding ideas that will help you reach more people. In no time at all, you'll be faced with the problem of how many men you're going to have to hire and how many more trucks that you need to add. I'm sure you can think of many more promotional methods that don't cost much more money, and you can put them into use in your trading area. I'm going to give you one more before we close this tape, and that is to put together one sheet of paper that talks about your customer's return on investment. That's right. And put at the top of the sheet, your return on investment, bracket, fine print, you should read. Here's how it goes. We thank you for the opportunity to provide you with this project using quality products professionally installed. Your investment in the project includes all material and labor, included also is the assurance of a quality, efficiently engineered installation because of the continuing education, training, and technical upgrading of our technicians. We invest in this education to provide you with the best professional, expert installation by the most fully trained service technicians available anywhere. Automatically included is all cleanup, removal of old material and scrap, and continued administration and fulfillment of factory warranties. Your investment includes the at-home call before the job, figuring of your job layout, design, and engineering, as well as experienced advice and recommendations to assure you get exactly what is needed. This service, of course, is not provided by many other sources for this type of product, especially home centers. Your investment also includes our exclusive service warranty, which means you remain worry-free. We are available 24 hours a day to take care of your needs should any arise. Technicians are employed around the clock. As a customer of ABC Contracting, you always have access to our complete capabilities, which involve several millions of dollars in equipment, buildings, tools, administrative offices, radio communication dispatch service trucks, diagnostic equipment to locate leaks or other problems, emergency product inventory, people assets, a complete perpetual training program, and follow-up service and warranties. Although all of this is not clearly defined on your quotation, it's all automatically included and continues to be available to you at all times. A great return on your investment. Quality products, professionally and expertly installed. Yes, you know, for too many years, contractors have been doing a very fine job of preserving the health of the nation, of providing goods and services at very low cost. And there has been very little mention of that expertise. That's why I suggest that you put this together. People have no idea of what's available to them with professional installation. You are generally being out-advertised and out-promoted. The impression created is that there's no reason even to call a professional contractor because it'll cost too much money. To combat questions on price and home centers, the contractor must use a message such as that I've just read to you. And get that message out to every one of your potential customers. You can beat homesteaders.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.